when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
And that means you need to fund it out of your own pocket. So having access to cash buffers is extremely important especially when you're building a sizable portfolio.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyrone Shump, and in this episode, we're speaking to property investor Ben Plohl. Having started off in accounting and finance and worked his way up to CFO, Ben Plohl bought his first property at age 18. You also discover how he overcame the challenge of changing three sets of tenants within the space of 6 months for one of his properties, and much, much more. First, Plohl starts off by telling us a little bit about what he does.
So I'm the founder and director of BFP Property, and we're a buyer's agency based here in Sydney. I help home buyers and investors buy great property. And I'm also a passionate property investor myself.
Plohl tells us about what he does in any given day, from getting his two-year-old daughter ready for daycare to meeting his new clients.
Yeah, my days are quite mixed and varied. The day starts quite early, probably around 5:30 when my two-and-a-half-year-old daughter wakes up, and I spend the next couple of hours just getting her ready for daycare and getting my wife ready for work. And I guess once back in the home office, I'm starting to get abreast with any, you know, this property news that's happened overnight. Always keen to get updated on new property related news. And yeah, the rest of the day is really around, you know, managing existing client relationships and updating them on their property acquisition journey, meeting new potential clients interested in buying a home or investing in property, building or nurturing existing relationships with referral partners, mortgage brokers, accountants, or real estate agents, helping, you know, doing some research around the property markets, sourcing out potential deals, negotiating deals with real estate agents or vendors directly, and also finding some time to manage my own portfolio.
So you've got quite a varied type of role in what you currently do, and this sounds like there's a lot of business development, there's a bit of property investing, there's a bit of client relationship. It's like a mishmash of everything in your day. Sounds exciting.
Absolutely. It keeps me on my toes, and my business is relatively new, so building that network is important, and obviously, you know, getting my name out there in terms of getting some interest and building that solid client base, I guess, is important. And yes, trying to keep abreast of my own portfolio as well at the same time.
He grew up in the southwest suburbs of Sydney in Fairfield and Liverpool area, and tells us a bit about his education path.
Primary school, I was at Sacred Heart in Cabramatta, and high school I was at Patrician Brothers College in Fairfield. From high school, I then jumped into a business degree, and then once I completed that, I then went on to do my chartered accounting qualification as well.
He shares with us the reason he entered into business from the fact that he always was passionate about learning how businesses work and his interest in economics.
I guess I've always had that fascination with money and creating money and business and how it works, and always had a passion for economics. So I guess it was a sort of a natural progression to jump into business, and then I kind of sort of drifted into the accountancy path and spent quite a number of years, or 15 years in total, in finance and accounting.
From accountancy cadetship to CFO, Plohl then recounts for us his career path before he became a buyer's agent and property investor.
I got what's called an accountancy cadetship. So straight out of school at the age of 18, I went to work, and that allowed me then to study my degree part-time. So, you know, I'm 33 now, so I haven't stopped working since the age of 18. So I've been quite lucky that I've always been in work. But, yeah, look, it was in that sort of professional services for many, many years, and then I drifted into more corporate and commercial type roles, and I've been lucky enough to work both here in Sydney and overseas in London. And I've progressed all the way up to the CFO level in a couple of different businesses here in Sydney.
For those who are unaware of what a CFO does, Plo shares some insight into this interesting and demanding role.
It's quite a mixed and varied kind of role when you're at the CFO level. It's leading you know, quite large teams around, you know, your general finance function, and then it's sort of partnering with, you know, with the CEO and the board of directors around, you know, business strategy, things like entering into new markets, raising capital, listing businesses on the stock exchange. I've been involved in that, so it's some pretty interesting and fun work that I've been, I guess, exposed to over the years, especially in the CFO type role.
He tells us about why he left that type of corporate and commercial type roles to do what he is doing now.
When you're at that level, there's a lot of demands, there's a lot of you know, stress involved in leading, you know, or managing quite large businesses and complex businesses. And look, I've always had the dream of working in property, something that I've been involved in since the age of 18 as well. So I also value my time and, you know, spending time with those that I care about, I guess, and that being family. So I felt as though in the corporate type of environment, look, that is challenging. Not to say that you can't achieve it, but I guess I wanted something more in life and something that's a lot more flexible. And I guess I wanted to be involved in a career that allows me to give back to others. And I think in my buyer's agency, I'm sort of very fortunate to be able to help people on their journey as well.
Inspired by his parents' diligence and his interest in money economics, Plo developed an interest in property investing.
My parents were always very hardworking people. I was always inspired by their work ethic and, I guess, determination to make a great life for my brother and I. But I guess the interest in investing and in property is something that I developed on my own from a very young age. I was always interested in money. I was always interested in how to make it and how to grow it. And I guess that's what prompted me to start investing at the sort of, you know, relatively young age of 18.
He then shares with us how he bought his first property at 18, a step he took to create a stable financial future for himself.
In my late teens, I recall reading, you know, things like property listings in the newspapers, looking through the shop windows of real estate agents, and I guess this really sparked my interest. So I was really interested in creating a, you know, a solid financial future for myself at that relative young age. So at 18, I teamed up with my brother and we bought a two-bedroom unit in the inner west of Sydney. So that was a really exciting time in our life.
He found this property through the old-fashioned way, despite his inexperience.
At that age, we kind of didn't know what we were doing, but we knew that the suburb that we were investing in was fantastic, and it still is today. So we kind of knew what kind of a block we'd like to invest in, sort of a small boutique-type block, and it was then just speaking to real estate agents in that local area and getting that property that way.
Plo's first property was a bit of a risk, but he made the leap because he wanted to acquire an asset.
But looking back on it now, I kind of, you know, I think I took just a punt and a bit of a risk. And, you know, what I know today is nowhere near what I knew back when I was 18. But I guess it was just that drive to do something and to try and achieve something. And I guess, yeah, take that educated risk. And property was something that I'd always been interested in. It's something that you could see, you could touch, you could feel it. I understood the fundamentals and the, you know, the economic drivers, you know, of property market. So I was kind of comfortable with that. So I guess it was more just that drive to take the jump and acquire that asset.
Plow managed to accumulate money for his first property by working at Woolworths since he was 14 and with the help of his brother.
I was able to save some of that money for the deposit, and at that time when we bought, I'd already been employed in my accountancy role, very lowly paid as you would imagine at that time, but it was enough to put together a deposit for the property, and then obviously buying with my brother, it was much, much easier. So that was the only asset that I'd bought with him at the time. So all my other properties are now owned with my wife.
Coming up after the break, hear about how Ben Plow invested into 7 properties over a span of 15 years.
We're only partly way through, I guess, the accumulation phase of our journey, and we're still on the lookout for quality assets.
His lowest low in his property investing journey.
I was having some pretty significant issues with the tenants in that property, and I think we went through about 3 sets of tenants within the space of 6 months.
His aha moment as a property investor.
That really, really helped us open our eyes up to different markets and different types of assets as well.
All that and more coming up after the break. I'm Tarun Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Over the last 15 years, Plow has bought 7 properties and put together a portfolio valued at just over $3 million.
We've been quite fortunate to get to that point. But having said that, we're only partly way through, I guess, the accumulation phase of our journey, and we're still on the lookout for quality assets, albeit slightly different assets to what we have at the moment. We're definitely keen to continue to grow it.
His lowest low in his property journey was when he was dealing with property vacancy and not so great tenants.
There's a property that I have in West Brisbane, and there was a stage where I was having some pretty significant issues with the tenants in that property, and I think we went through about 3 sets of tenants within the space of 6 months. So as you'd imagine, that was quite challenging, and we also had some significant period of vacancy throughout that period, and some of those tenants didn't treat the property in the way that they should have. So the vacancy issues stemmed from an oversupply of new properties coming on from a recently developed housing estate that was in close proximity to my property. And so I think that's one of the reasons why we'd struggled to find quality tenants. But look, fast forward, we've had a good run with that property since. Albeit we've had to reduce the rent a little, but it's not a major issue. That was probably one of the major issues that I've had within the portfolio.
How did you overcome it to ensure that you got better tenants in there?
The main thing we had to do was to drop the rent, and that triggered a lot more interest in that property. And so fast forward, we did manage to find a new tenant, and they stayed in that property for, I think, 18 months after that point. So we're quite lucky, and they treated the property, I guess, with respect, and we're quite happy in that regard. It was challenging.
To prevent the same thing from happening again, Plow suggests researching the area you're about to buy in.
I've been lucky since. And I guess there's some lessons learned from that sort of instance, and it's, I guess, being careful of researching where you're buying and making sure that there aren't, sort of an unexpected, oversupply of property in the local area or in the vicinity of the property that you own, because that does affect your vacancy and potential appetite for tenants. But I guess the main one is making sure that you have cash buffers in place in your portfolio, because there are instances where, and I think most investors will experience this somewhere along their journey, is protracted vacancy in a property, and that means you need to fund it out of your own pocket. So having access to cash buffers is extremely important especially when you're building a sizable portfolio.
It's really good to hear that because I think a lot of people tend to forget that part. They go on that accumulation phase, buy a lot of properties, and then don't realize, gosh, you know, there might be potential tenancies and then they've run out of cash to be able to have that. So the cash buffers, is there sort of a percentage you'd recommend to have in place, or have you done that for yourself as well?
It really depends on, you know, on what type of asset you've got and what location that they're in. But look, personally, I like to at least have anywhere from 50 to 60,000 in available cash for the portfolio in particular, and that kind of just gives me that comfort, and I'm able to, I guess, sleep at night well.
To prevent the same thing from happening again, Plo suggests researching the area you're about to buy in.
I've been lucky since, and I guess there's some lessons learned from that sort of instance, and it's, I guess, being careful of, you know, researching where you're buying and making sure that there aren't, you know, sort of an unexpected, you know, oversupply of property in the local area or in the vicinity of the property that you own, because that does affect your vacancy and potential appetite for tenants. But I guess the main one is making sure that you have, you know, cash buffers in place in your portfolio, because there are instances where, and I think most investors will experience this somewhere along their journey, is protracted vacancy in a property, and that means you need to fund it out of your own pocket. So having access to cash buffers is extremely important especially when you're building a sizable portfolio.
It's really good to hear that because I think a lot of people tend to forget that part. They go on that accumulation phase, buy a lot of properties, and then don't realize, gosh, you know, there might be potential tenancies and then they've run out of cash to be able to have that. So the cash buffers, is there sort of a percentage you'd recommend to have in place, or have you done that for yourself as well?
It really depends on what type of asset you've got and what location that they're in. But look, personally, I like to at least have anywhere from 50 to 60,000 in available cash for the portfolio in particular, and that kind of just gives me that comfort, and I'm able to, I guess, sleep at night well.
For Plo, his aha moment came when he realised a buyer's agent could help him build his portfolio.
Early on in the journey, I was buying properties myself, so doing the research and the like, and look, that was okay, and we did well. But I guess my major aha moment was when I discovered the concept of a buyer's agent. And it's so long before I became one, I used one to help build majority of my own portfolio. So when my wife and I decided to ramp up our investing, we decided to work with a buyer's agent, and that really, really helped us open our eyes up to different markets and different types of assets as well.
He tells us about why he chose to go with a buyer's agent to build his portfolio.
Yeah, it was more about, you know, I knew I was confident in doing it myself, but I think at that time we had a young growing family, and it was just sort of taking too much time out of our family life to be able to make those right decisions and knowing where to buy. So when we found our agent, we were given that confidence of knowing where to buy at that particular time, knowing how much to pay for a particular property. And the key was really just saving us the time, right? It was that was where we saw the biggest value in using that particular buyer's agent. It was saving us time. And to me, time is precious, and it's something that you can't get back. So that was probably the key reason why we went with using that buyer's agent.
Plo found this particular buyer's agent through a Facebook advertisement and bought four properties with him over 4 or 5 years.
One night it was on Facebook, and this was early on where buyer's agents, again, weren't very common. And I came across a Facebook ad or a post, and I reached out to him, and that's where our relationship started, and we had a fantastic journey with him, and we were quite fortunate to work with him and his team.
So, inspired by his story, we'll continue the conversation with Ben Plow in a future episode of Property Invest Story, where we'll learn more about his strategies for investment.
We started with a simple buy and hold strategy, and I guess there's a purpose around that, and that's just to build that foundation for the portfolio.
The reason behind why he started his journey?
It's about, you know, providing a better future for my family and for my children. And it's actually, it's never been about getting rich or anything of that sort of nature.
As well as what he attributes to his success?
I think my nature is quite driven and determined, so I think that's really helped me in reaching the goals that I've set out.
All this and much more on a future episode of Property Invest Story.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.